It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is maybe Nicole. I mean, Julian.
Today's October 31st.
2010.
Again, Halloween, we have nothing special. We told you what was going to happen.
Yeah, we had these great ideas, and nothing came to fruition because we actually have lives
other than this. And actually, Julian and I probably have not talked since like last Tuesday. Not because we don't. Well, it is because we don't like each other, but no,
it's not because we don't like each other. It's because our schedules are, we're on very different schedules, and we.
Like, he gets up in the morning. I leave after work like 10 or 15 minutes after he does. He gets home at 4. I get home 5.
Yeah.
And then I go to the gym.
And then sometimes we'll talk for a little bit in the evenings before you retire to your bedroom and gentleman callers. And
there hasn't been a lot of those lately. I'm trying to calm it down.
Well,
I haven't had people asking, but.
Well, you gotta.
Sometimes you gotta starve them a little bit.
So that, let them know. That way they're hungry later on.
Right. Oh my God, my phone is not even in this room. I could be missing something right now.
Oh my God.
Ah! Oh, that's how my Halloween scream.
Oh, that's scary.
Sometimes they gotta, you know, you gotta let them leave, you know. They get kind of all pissy because they have to be with their wife all the time. No, I'm just kidding. I can't help it. You're married. And what? I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Might I just say that I'm old.
Yeah.
And I don't have the sex drive I did, but at when I was 21.
Uh-huh.
But we went twice yesterday.
Oh, no. No. Ugh. You went twice to Walmart, I hope?
No.
I'm glad I wasn't here. No! No one needs to hear that.
Yeah, because we get louder when you're not here.
Oh, shit. Ugh. I'm going to start leaving my...
Like, yeah, and the one time the bed was like a foot away from the wall.
I'm surprised there's floor left. Ew. I am really uncomfortable right now. Pokey pokey times two.
Oh, well, it is what it is.
My legs hurt so bad.
Well, if you keep them out of the air, you dirty whore.
No, I haven't been doing that. I've just been working out, and it's really hurting me now.
So have you lost any more weight?
Yeah. Oh, we got to talk about weight.
Weight loss. Update.
I've lost 71 pounds.
Woohoo!
I've lost 1 pound in 3 fucking weeks. No. That makes me angry.
Angry with lack of weight loss.
How am I supposed to earn more money if I'm not losing my weight?
I don't know.
Because now Q Sledge, he sent 69 cent, I think.
Well,
and now he's only going to send 2 cent more.
Apparently you need to go on the Jenny Crank diet.
No. I already know some people, and you do as well, that have done that, so... Anyway.
Well, you can't live in Polk County without knowing people that have been on
that. That is true. Or a person that's had a baby by 2 different daddies or something. I don't know.
And 2 different colors. I was in Zaxby's and saw two of them. A white girl with a half Latino baby and a white girl with a half black baby.
What's the difference between Blake and black?
I don't know.
Is Blake spelled different?
No.
No?
It's just pronounced different.
It's kind of like when
tomato, tomato.
Back, bike.
the stike in the bike?
Yeah.
Blike.
So I want to talk about a rude comment that I got.
How dare they?
How fucking dare them? And it involves a service called Fabulous, which is like a Twitter / Facebook for gay people.
And I want to stop you right there.
I don't even know why I'm on there.
How many goddamn social networking places do we need? I can't keep up with the ones I got now.
Which are Twitter and Facebook.
Face
page and my book.
Yes.
No, you don't have the my book anymore.
That is too many right there. I don't need 10 more.
I have so many.
Targeted homosexuals.
I have so many, it's not even funny. I don't keep up with all of them, though.
Too many. So, carry on.
Oh, belches. I was on there.
Wes says that's another sign I'm getting old. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. If I don't spend 23 and a half hours a day on social networking sites and actually maybe spending some time socially networking with live human beings.
But you don't do that often.
Shut up. They don't have to know that.
Oh, we'll beep that out.
You don't have to beep that out. I don't like people in person either.
He doesn't, which is like completely shocking to me today, because I'm sitting here, or we're sitting here getting ready to start the show, and Connor comes in and says, oh, I'm going to go get candy. And I'm like, why? Because usually Julian turns the front porch light off and like goes to the furthest part of the house in the back so he doesn't have to see a kid.
I know. He doesn't really care. And makes the front of the house look like it's been in foreclosure for six months.
And then Connor's like, oh, I'm going to get candy. We're going to pass it out. And I'm like, oh my God, shut up. I said, Julian Marple is giving out candy, inviting children onto his lawn to get to the house, and he's going to give them something nice in return. Besides, get off my lawn!
Well, I figured just for sport, when they come up, I can throw the piece of candy out in the street and watch them run for it.
Samantha had a boyfriend. His name was Jason one time, and they were down at Lake
Morton.
Lake Morton feeding the ducks.
The ship's coming in the harbor.
Was that Mama? Let's see if that's Mama.
That means it's time for Ricky to wave at the sailors.
Oh, God. We just got a payment into our PayPal account for 2 cents by Q Sledge. That's funny. but he was feeding the duck. They were all down there feeding the ducks, and he was throwing the bread, and it like went backwards by accident, and one of the birds went out into the road and got killed.
Oh,
I know.
Sadzy.
I was like, glad I wasn't there, because you know how I reacted to the one I saw last time. But anyway, rude comment. We totally went off subject. We went from rude comment, passing out candy, killing ducks.
That train went off the way off the rails there.
So I'm on Fabulous one night, and I just put a comment, like an update. Oh, I'm hungry, but it's too late to eat. And, you know, I'm like, womp womp, whatever.
Yeah.
I get a message from this skinny black guy.
Why has he got to be black?
Because he was black.
Oh, okay.
who really doesn't deserve to be able to talk to me anyway. But anyway, I'm just kidding.
Why? Because he's black?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God. No.
You have been living with me for too long.
I have.
You?
Oh, my God. I'm turning into a racist. The tattoo on the back of my neck is actually like transforming into a swastika.
Right.
but he says back to me, I bet you are hungry. It'd probably take a whole field of cows to feed you. And I look at the comment. At first, I'm like, I don't get it. I'm like, what is he saying? And then I'm like, motherfucker.
He's saying you're fat and you need a lot of food.
I was like, how fucking rude are you, asshole? So I mentioned back, I go, you know what? Because you know what? I've been called fat my whole life. That's not something that really like gets me super upset where I'd cry or anything like
right.
that. So after I was like initially over that 30 seconds of like, I cannot believe someone had the nerve to say that.
Because
I would never, no matter how fat you are or if I liked you or did not like you. Definitely if I did not know you, I would never say anything like that to anybody.
Yeah, of course.
But this guy was 18, so that explains a lot of it.
Because they're young and stupid.
I said, you know what? Once you grow up, you know, once you get to about 30, you know, which is, you may not make it because you're really skinny and you look like you're on crack. But anyway.
And you know what? You know what's ironic?
What?
Because you made that stupid It Gets Better video, mm-hmm. you saved him from killing himself.
Probably so. Mm-hmm. And then he treats me like that.
Exactly.
Die. Anyway.
If you hadn't made that video, he'd have shot himself and we'd all be better off.
Let's not make fun. Me. So I just said back to him, I go, you know what? Once you grow up and you learn to be a, you know, a positive person and start liking people, not
he just said he's going
to get. I did not say that.
You're horrible.
I did not mean it like that. Once your life, once you start thinking positive thoughts in your life and bringing positivity into your life, you'll learn that it really doesn't matter who the, what the person looks like unless they're stinky or homeless.
Or have bad teeth.
Actually, number one, bad teeth. Yeah. But you really shouldn't judge people, especially on their weight, because you could be like talking to like the nicest fucking person in the world and you don't even deserve to look at me. So block. And that's not black. That's block.
I know.
Block the black.
Block. So did you block? Did you black him?
I sure did black him.
Well, good. Good for you.
But I guess apparently he was like still trying making comments on his updates or whatever, which I don't know what they were saying, so I don't care. But I guess other people that were responding that are nice people mm-hmm. were like, oh, that guy's rude. He's been talking about you like for 8 hours. And I'm like, okay, what? If you don't like somebody, why the fuck do you still keep talking about them? Because you're fucking jealous. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because I'm cute. Except for my beluga whale face right now, which I get to grow out my facial hair. I'm so happy. I cannot wait to get it back.
Thank God, because it hurts my eyes with... Yeah.
It's this. Doesn't that, like, kill you?
Something.
This, like, quadruple chin that I have. So...
Quadruple chin?
Yeah. I have a quadruple chin. Not even a chin.
It's a
gullet. A quadruple
it's a,
gullet.
It's a check. It's like a chin neck.
You mean
I said no such thing.
What time is it? I'll beep that out.
40:30.
What's great is the person that's going to be listening probably won't even know we're talking about
that. I know.
So they'll know.
Well, this episode's gone straight down the shitter.
And it's our first one live, what, in like 2 months, it feels like. I have a quadruple chin. When I put my face on like this, I get like 4 chins.
I know.
It's awful.
First of all, I broke one of my own rules.
What's that?
By talking about something that I don't talk about on the show.
And what's that?
By making the joke earlier.
Wait, watch out. I forgot.
Never mind.
Oh.
I'll tell you later. Anyway.
Or I wasn't paying attention. Probably.
That's more likely.
Oh, this show sucks. I don't even... Why do we still do this show, Julian?
I don't know. I guess 2 or 3 people listen.
Yeah, we did get some more reviews. Should we read them?
Yeah, we can do that.
Should we read the latest one that we got? The one that gave us 5 stars?
Yeah.
Which is like awesome. Oh, that's a lot.
Ow. Well, it says use every 2 hours. Oh.
Not every 2 minutes.
Or use as directed by a doctor or dentist. Spray 5 times directly onto throat or affected area. Okay.
Why is this shit not working on my computer?
Oh, people said because train wrecks are funny. Well, ask, and you shall receive.
Is there ever a time that we're not a train wreck?
Sometimes we're pretty good and funny.
Mm. Are you spraying anal ease?
No, but while we're on the subject, since it's in the genital area, they were talking about last night at John's house, something you put on your balls to keep your balls from sweating.
Really?
Yes.
Is it like deodorant or something?
Yes.
I need that. Like, for real.
I guess John uses it. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Because sometimes because I normally wear boxer briefs, but I know everybody's throwing up right now. But sometimes when I'm out of those, because I have underwear that are actually way too big for me.
Yes,
I can't
fresh
wear.
Balls.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yes.
I have to wear boxers, and I hate wearing boxers because I have to do, and I'll show this to Julian, and everyone else will see it. But when I'm at work, I'm like this.
You stand with your legs spread and
doing lunges because my balls are sticking to my leg. And I have to sit there and do lunges. And people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm exercising.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a commercial online for fresh balls.
He might not be packing, but he's got some big old balls.
Let's see if they have a commercial for fresh balls.
Sweaty balls?
So fresh,
hi,
so dry.
Hi, and welcome to Fresh Balls. This product is amazing. Since we've launched Fresh Balls, the response has been incredible from all over the world, including our soldiers fighting overseas. Guys have literally been thanking us, and their women have been pretty happy too. It's time that you had that so fresh, so dry feeling of Fresh Balls. So click over here to buy now.
Let's see what fresh breasts. Let's see what it says fresh breasts if they have a guy.
Hi, and welcome to Fresh Breasts. Ladies, I can honestly say from experience, this product is amazing. Let's face it, we can all get a little moist under our breasts. Could be the warm climate you live in, working out at the gym, or it could just be a problem our mothers and grandmothers suffered with,
or
too.
Or you just could just have
fresh
big, setty tiggies.
Will make you feel so
titties.
Fresh and so dry. It's a natural lotion, so you can feel confident putting it on your skin. Women all over the world are experiencing the freshness that this product brings. It's time that you had the so fresh, so dry feeling of fresh breasts. So, click over here to buy now.
Oh, shit, they have a Twitter account.
So everybody follow Fresh Balls and Fresh Breasts.
It's not a joke. It's an actual product.
Yeah.
Well, you said your friends are using it, so.
Yeah. Apparently John is using it.
Oh, they say it works?
I don't know because I did not inspect his balls.
Well, did you ask him? Does it work?
I didn't talk to him about it, but.
Because here in America, women can talk about that shit and sell it. Like, if they had a guy out there talking about, yeah, my fucking ball. No straight guy would buy it because there's a guy saying, oh, feel your balls. You know, but if a woman's saying, oh, your balls are so fresh, they'll buy it.
Well, here's the question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer a man with natural balls or shaved balls?
Oh, shaved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Likewise.
And if it's just a little bit there, fine.
Right. But if it's like Enchanted Forest.
Yeah. If it's causing me to sneeze, no. I don't need that. If it's doing like that fucking Avatar shit where the hair like combines together like this and then you feel each other's spirits, no, I don't need that shit. There was a lot of Avatar people out this year.
Yeah, because, well, Hadam brought up a point that she's selling it to women for their men to use because men don't care about their balls.
They don't.
Well, straight men don't care about their balls, mm-hmm. but their women care about their balls.
Right.
So the women's going to buy their straight men ball stuff, whereas gay men will buy it for their own balls.
And then if you're with someone, you could recommend it.
Yes.
Have you tried Fresh Balls? Yes. Well, oh, you did just 5 minutes ago when you were sucking on them. Okay, never mind. Yeah.
how did that taste?
I wonder what it tastes like, though. Like, I wonder if it has a taste.
Oh, is it edible or is it
no,
toxic?
No, I mean, but if you're putting it on, like, lotion and you have sex.
Yeah, but
like,
if it's toxic, if you ingest it.
Oh, wrong toxic.
Yeah. Brittany.
Wait, we're supposed to be acting more straight. We can't be singing songs, gay songs.
We like military guys, and we like our military guys to have fresh balls.
And big dicks. And preferably a tattoo. And it may be even hotter if it's on the neck, because if it's on the neck, it's only a one-night thing.
Yeah. Well, Hat M is saying the audio stopped now, but it's not his fault.
What?
The feed got messed up. Fucking up the audio.
Can you guys hear us?
Uh-oh.
Did you?
I think I may have clicked something and clicked it back. Because it's only...
Hello. Where did we... I hope they heard us talking about.
Restarted the stream. Hear you now. Okay. I guess I had accidentally stopped the... I hope it archived all that. You touched my knee.
I have to chop off my leg now. It doesn't archive what we're not recording. So,
well, it says it was only music for a second or two.
Oh, okay, that's good. Well, which is, on our side, is about 10 seconds lost.
Oh, well,
whatever. We fucked it up. Had FM fucked it up. We fuck it up. Actually, not we. Julian fucked that up.
Well, I'm sorry.
Joan fucked up the show. That's the show title.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes shit happens.
Shit happens. What were we talking about? Fresh balls. Oh, we're just saying like
military men and their balls.
Oh yeah, with a neck tattoo.
Yeah. When me and Connor went to Zaxby's today for lunch, There was a guy that walked in, and he had those things in his ears, and his fucking earlobes were like that goddamn big.
The spacer things.
Yeah, and literally, it's like 3 inches or more diameter. And he's like 18, 19, 20. You're going to have that shit for the rest of your life. Really?
If you get small ones, they'll grow back. But yeah, when it's that big, that ain't cute either.
Mm-mm.
I mean, Drew had them and he kept them clean, though, thank God. Because Sometimes they can smell fucking nasty. They're not for me. I would not do that to my body because... Ew.
But. Yeah. When you can, like... use it as a fucking orifice, then they're too big.
I bet there's a fetish for that.
Google it.
You mean goggle it.
I mean goggle it.
All right, we have two more phone calls.
Okay.
And then we're going to get the fuck up out of this bitch.
Okay, because my throat is just about to the... It's tits end. I mean wit's end.
Good one.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Rayovac. Rayovac lasts as long as Energizer.
But it doesn't.
And Hat M, just to clarify something, Connor is not the bottom.
Ew.
Just saying.
Uncomfortable.
You knew that.
And I still
probably didn't. 89% of our fans.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. Just one last thought, because I'm still working my way through the last episode. Really? Singing Madonna songs is far from the gayest thing that you two have ever done on your podcast. Just saying.
But so that means on the last show he lied because he said he caught up on all the shows.
Well, I think that he was called in before he had finished that last the last part of the episode. And I want to give a shout out right now, and I know it's a little bit early, but it's a few days early, actually. But on the 4th, coming up on the 4th, we have a couple of birthdays. Mm-hmm. And I want to say happy birthday to Jay, the Haunt Cub, and happy birthday to the Ramble Reedheed.
Ramble Reedheed. Oh, yeah. By the way, oh, do you go ahead? Finish.
No, I'm done.
Oh, I did an interview for on Ramble Redhead Show for, of course, weight loss. And I did actually beg for money on the show, too.
Of course
so,
you did.
So you guys go check that out. There's actually some stuff on there that I have never talked about on the show that involves, like, childhood things and stuff like that that was going on during my childhood. A little more serious information or, you know, stuff about me. So mm-hmm. go over to RambleRedhead.com, check out the show, tell me what you think.
Very cool.
All right. Let's... We got one more call.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, can you edit that out, please? I'm sorry. This is Not So Tiny Tim from Oshkosh, by gosh, Wisconsin calling. And I really missed the fuck yous. I had a really awful week at work this week, and I want to say fuck you, you fucking lazy ass, childish, immature boss of a bitch I have. Anyways, thanks. That's all good. Keep up the great work, Ricky. Love you. Bye.
I think... That was like back in the day.
I don't know what that means.
I know that somebody emailed me. I do have an email. I don't know if it's the same person. Let's see here. I think it is the same person. So we'll go ahead and read his email too. If I can fucking get my goddamn email up. Fuck. Here we go. Sorry, all that cursing. I think back in the day, we used to have a segment like fuck yous or whatever. And like for the week, we would say fuck you to the person. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But I think that ended, I guess. I don't remember it. So it must be like in the early 100s or something that I don't remember. So I think this is Tim. Let's see. Yes, this is the same Tim from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. He emailed us. Oshkosh Bagosh. Which always sounded cool to me, even when I was a kid. It's like, I'm wearing Oshkosh, bitch. But then I wasn't because we were poor. So it was like mosh, sposh, or something.
Husky.
It was husky. I had some huskies on. Which back in the day, husky was not bad. We're like, oh, well, not bad. All right.
Well,
so.
And even today, husky's not bad.
Well, for some of us, unless, you know, they think you can eat off a whole field of cows. Anyway, so this is not from Not So Tiny Tim. I started with episode 1. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm working my way to the most current show. I'm on episode 79 right now.
You haven't got to Julian yet?
No.
Oh my God. You need to skip ahead to like 200. Seriously? Oh my God.
Well, he's getting the full experience of Final Monkeys.
But he doesn't know we're good.
He hasn't even gotten to the I want to kill myself.
He still thinks Vagina's your co-host. Oh, my God.
I'm on episode 79 right now. I listen all day long at work, and I'm loving your show. I love the addition of your new good-looking-sounding boyfriend.
Oh, Cedric. My God.
I love some of the odd things he rants about. Wait, this is a first. Wait, I have to say this.
Wait till he gets to the breakup episode. Right.
This is a first. Not a lot of people said this about Cedric or Herb.
That's so, the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
Example, how people use there and there. Here in Wisconsin, I love to pick on people for being redneck, which I don't see... Redneck there? I don't know. Guess maybe. This lady I work with speaks with the Youper accent and also types her emails to everyone in the company in the same fashion. For example, she types anyways as anyways, A-N-Y-W-A-Z-E, which that's like inappropriate. That's not right.
Yeah, it is.
It makes me laugh every time I see stuff like that. Another funny thing that happened in email here at work is my boss was trying to say she was going to be available at sporadic times throughout the day, but must have misspelled it because her email actually said spermatic. That would be funny.
That's a night with Ricky. It's spermatic, y'all. Mm-mm.
which in itself is great fun if you go to the dictionary.com and see the meaning of that and then the meaning of the word they use to describe the meaning. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, babbling on. Anyways, W-A-Z-E.
Of course.
Just want to let you know that I love your show and keep it up. If you decide to read this on the air, don't use my last name. I didn't. So, by the way, I started listening to you because you were mentioned on Pod as my co-pilot and were mean because you're stupid. Hope all is well with you both. Take care.
Yeah, but is he saying you both as the...
I think he's listening to current shows as well as listening to old shows. So he knows you're on the show.
Oh.
But he's going back in the day.
Oh.
Which... I thought, first episode.
I'm thinking he just reading that. I would have assumed he was just listening to episode one and up to 79, and didn't realize what we're doing now. And I'm like, oh my god, he thinks we're that. Because, I mean, I honestly don't know what went on episode 79.
I don't know what happened last episode.
And I'll be the first to admit I have not listened to every episode.
Don't. I don't recommend it, but...
I mean,
it's there. I mean, I guess some people are interested in that, but I could say the first one through at least 60, 70, 80 shows, the sound is awful.
Yeah.
And then the people on the show... Well, a person on the show is awful until about episode 150, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And then things started to get a little bit better after the kill myself episode. I didn't really want to kill myself. I'm just saying that makes people want to kill themselves.
That can be kind of funny if you're in the right mood.
Tastes like burning Tim wrote me. He said, Ricky, from the last show, you were right. Big Brother is just one show and lots of others do the same thing. Show a bad example for our community. I totally agree with you on that. And I really didn't mean to pick on Big Brother, which I wasn't really taking on up for Big Brother at all. I was just saying a bunch of other shows do that. But the only reason that there is no gay Die Hard is because the lesbians stole it from us already.
Yeah, right.
Coming this fall on Logo, it's Dyke Hard. If she doesn't hit you with her truck, she'll choke you out with her flannel shirt. Kisses. Love you both.
Mm.
Or she'll cut you with a Coors Light
bottle. Or stab you with her strap-on.
Ew.
Salge it in the Vaseline and then stab. And yes, salge is a word.
And Tim Cormel made actually a video for some of the podcasters. Sorry, Julian, you weren't in it. But I'm putting it in the chat room so you guys can take a look at it.
Oh, well, of course.
It was a bunch of different people, not... just me.
Were you in it?
Yeah.
Of course you were.
I was the wolf and it's cute. Anyway, what time is it?
It's 4:03.
It's time to go, y'all.
Well, like Big Fatty, we've managed to natter about nothing for a while now. So
just don't ever come back here again.
Don't say that. We love it that they actually showed up and listened to us talk
about
nothing.
Today actually is good because I didn't expect this many people to be in the room. So that's pretty cool. We need to try to get more people in the room on Sundays. We're not going to be remember it's every other Sunday.
Yes. So next Sunday will not be a live show, but the following Sunday will be.
But we will promise try to get two shows out next week. It's just hard when Julie and I don't see each other during the week.
I know.
We'll try it. I know I promised y'all two shows last time. Herb wasn't bad. It wasn't what he said that sucked, more the way he said it.
Like, I'm leaving you, Ricky.
Right.
Oh, I need throat spray.
Oh, good thing that's still not fresh.
What's not fresh?
That relationship.
Oh, I know.
If it was,
I wouldn't have said that.
Wow, stabbed in the heart.
I go right for the jugular.
Faggot.
I've been called that once or twice.
All right, people, so we're out of here. Thanks for coming by and listening. Do I still see or hear from her? I do not see him. I have talked to him every now and then. I don't make it a practice to do that because
that's in the past. Reopening old wounds.
Right. Well, not really. It's just I just don't want to be involved.
It has the potential.
Yeah, and I don't want to be involved.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You're better off.
But I always said this, even about him, once he grows up and learns that the world's not about him, he will make a really good boyfriend. But until then,
well, you can say that about a lot of young people.
That's true.
Because they all think the world revolves around them.
Right. So. But as soon as they get old enough to realize that,
yeah.
I mean, because we all did it.
Of course.
Really. But as soon as we all get old enough to do that, then we all become really good people.
Well, some of us.
Usually. Okay, right. So we're out of here, people. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Have a great week, and we will be back sometime in the middle of the week.
Peace.
Bye. You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.